What's up, Anchor? My name is Junito Añoño, the spoiled one. Just here in the shower thinking about the difficulty of maintaining parenthood. Did that make sense? Something like father, mother not in the same page when it comes to discipline and consistency with children. That's difficult. That's something that, whether us parents want to believe it or not, can hurt the growth of a child. And after a while, the child starts noticing that the parents are not on the same page, in my opinion, and starts putting one against the other. So my frustration as a father is that it's so difficult to maintain the same rules, if I want to say that, for the child. So while we fight for the kid, for the boy or the little girl to, you know, follow rules and take care of their business, we ourselves, the parents, do not follow the rules of parenting when we say, for instance, daddy goes and says, no TV, you got caught skipping class, you gotta stay, no TV, you stay in the living room, you can watch TV or whatever your mother's watching, but you're not allowed to have your own TV on, or your Xbox, or your computer, or your tablet, whatever. And then, honey, I'll be back, I'm gonna go get the groceries at the store. When you come back, the child is playing Xbox. Or the child gets rewarded for things that he shouldn't. Been low grades, skipping class, whatever. Things that teenagers do, high school teenagers mainly. And the mom rewards with a haircut. The mom rewards with allowing ease of hangout with the other friends. And maybe sometimes it's also the other way around for some of us. It's not always the moms that let everything happen. Sometimes the moms are the strict ones in the house, and the dad is the one that lets everything happen. Those frustrations are uncalled for because, in my opinion, the person that's not keeping with the rules or being consistent with the discipline that the father or the mother or vice versa gave is actually, in my opinion, one of two things or both: lazy and inconsiderate. Especially, which for me is not an excuse, especially if the other parent is there while the consistent parent disciplines the kid for breaking rules. When I say discipline, I'm not talking about hitting a child, putting a belt to a child. I'm talking about discipline, doing things that give, showing them consequences for actions that they commit. It's, in my opinion, it's totally selfish and lazy from the other parent. Like, some parents could even say, oh, but I wasn't here when you spoke to him or her and you gave your punishment and you set out whatever with the punishment. Hello? Asking them or asking your partner will be tremendously beautiful. Hey, pick up the phone. I'm at work. Text me. Anything going on with our son or our daughter today that I should know before I enter the house so that I could give the same face you gave? Yep. He's supposed to, or she's supposed to, clean the kitchen and take out the garbage and cannot watch TV because the teacher called me because of the kid was snotty with a teacher or whatever, man. That's something beautiful. Does it happen often? No. Is it something that happens only in Latino family? Who knows? I'm Latino. I'm Puerto Rican. Who knows? I don't think so. I think not. But I can't speak out of, you know, Puerto Rican families or Latino ways because that's all I know. That's all I am. But I do know that most of my friends, guy friends, and possibly two girlfriends, are going through the same issue. And we speak about it when we have a little coffee or when we have dinner together. And it is frustrating. It's frustrating that the other partner doesn't feel it important enough to maintain the same line of thought when it comes to how we're raising our child and how we conduct ourselves in front of our child. Because if he or she can see that one of us is not living up or enforcing, I don't like that word, but enforcing the other partner's rules or chores or suggestions or whatever agent of change that person is using to help the kid understand that the kid did wrong, you know, what's going to come out of that? What type of child are we going to have? What type of result is going to come out of this kid's actions of undermining one side with the other and having us being able to escape, if you want, let's use that word, from their responsibilities, their, you know, the consequences, the stuff that they got to live up to. This is Junito Ñoño talking to you from my bath at Zanteo. Is the show. Look for us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. El Ranteo. That's ELRANTEO. You can also email us at jacinto.colonizado@gmail.com. That's jacinto.colonizado@gmail.com. Or hit us on WhatsApp, 347-460-6321. Hope you enjoyed the little conversation for today. It's my first one. It's breaking my cherry here on Anchor. Hope you guys like it. Leave your comments. Give me your suggestions. Show me some love. And remember, always, always be the change you want to see. Check you guys out.